What's the answer they want for antibiotics to treat cystitis?
Cystitis. Is it nitro for antibiotic?
Nailed it.
Okay.
Great. In osteoporosis, what's your calcium phosphate level?
Osteoporosis, calcium phosphate's normal.
Normal. What about your PTH?
PTH is also normal.
Good. In renal failure, what kind of hyperparathyroidism do you get?
It's secondary hyperparathyroidism.
Good. Who gets primary hyperparathyroidism?
Someone with an adenoma or hyperplasia.
Good. Or something like MEN 1 or 2A, right?
Right, okay.
Good. So let's say for a thyroid nodule, you palpate it. You do the palpation first. You can feel the nodule. What's the next thing you do?
So if you can palpate a thyroid nodule, next you want to get their TSH.
Good. So TSH. Now, what do you do based on the TSH level?
Based on that, if it's low, if it's low, basically you would do an a radioiodine whatever uptake scan. If it's normal, you would do the fine needle aspiration. No. Is it ultrasound guided fine needle aspiration?
Okay, good. So you do the TSH, if you and you want to think about what it means, right? So cancers are typically cold, so they're not going to secrete. So if you do a TSH and it's low, telling you you have hyperthyroidism, then it's likely not cancer. So you do the uptake scan, as you said, which will show that it's either localized to the nodule as a toxic adenoma or it's like diffuse, whatever it's going to be, like Graves. But the TSH is normal or elevated, then yes, you do fine needle aspiration. It's an ultrasound guided FNA. But if you have to choose one or the other, choose FNA, not ultrasound.
Okay.
Perfect. What are the five criteria for pathologic jaundice?
It's greater than 1 meter. Conjugated bilirubin is 10, greater than 10% or 20%, something like that. It's high numbers. I
Okay,
don't know.
so number one, there's five, okay? Number one, any jaundice on the first day of life, period. Any jaundice in the first 24 hours, pathologic. Number,
First 24 hours. Okay.
yeah, in the first 24 hours, okay? That's pathologic. Any jaundice first day of life. Number two, any jaundice present after 1 week of term or 2 weeks of preterm. Number three,
If
go ahead.
present, you said, right? Is that correct?
Sorry?
You said is it if it's present still since they've been born for 1 week and 2 weeks, is that right?
No, it doesn't have to be like, it's not, it doesn't have to be persistent. It can just be in one patient, you have jaundice in the first day of life. That's pathologic. In a
Okay.
different patient, you've got jaundice starting after 1 week if term or 2 weeks if preterm. And then number three is total bilirubin greater than 15 milligrams per deciliter. Number four is direct bilirubin greater than 10% of total, even if total is under 15. And then five is the one that everyone forgets, which is a rate of change greater than 0.5 milligrams per deciliter per hour. Okay. And obviously you do phototherapy first. If that's insufficient, you do exchange transfusion.
I have a quick question for
Go for
you.
it.
So I had a question on UWorld regarding breast milk jaundice versus breastfeeding jaundice. Have you heard of
Yeah,
that
and it's really dumb and annoying. But apparently, yeah, exactly, both can cause it. So literally like breastfeeding can cause it. And it has something to do with like a hormonal component that increases enterohepatic circulation. And the answer is just like temporarily stop breastfeeding. That's breast milk jaundice. Then breastfeeding jaundice is inability to attach. So there's going to be also increased enterohepatic circulation of bile acids in the absence of having breast milk. So for whatever reason, both can cause jaundice.
Okay. Is that high yield or no?
It's not high yield, but it can show up. What I can tell you is they will try to slam you on knowing pathologic jaundice versus physiologic, where if they tell you like neonate has difficulty attaching to the breast and feeding, and let's say he has jaundice, but then all the criteria they give you are not pathologic, and they have, like, let's say breastfeeding jaundice as an answer, and then choice F will be like physiologic jaundice. It's physiologic jaundice as long as, like, everything is, as long as you do not have one of those five criteria.
Okay.
That's high yield.
Okay.